What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, the Royals in action again tonight at the K. Angels continuing their series in Kansas City. 6:40, first pitch. Vern's on deck show at 5:30. It'll be Burgert versus Dana. Burgert, obviously, since being traded over to Kansas City, has been very, very good. He's 2-1 with a 2.67 ERA. The Royals really need this one again. They're now only two games above 500. They, of course, lost last night. It's similar to the White Sox series a week ago where it's like, all right, you lost the first one. Can you win the next two? You kind of have to. And that's the feeling heading into tonight's game.
Absolutely it is. Now, no difference in the change. Like you said, 2.5 games back, game back of the... who jumped them in the standings? Oh, the Rangers, who also lost late last night to the Rays. Next up on Watch Trending, the Chiefs have officially ruled out Jalen Royals, who will not travel with the team today as they head to Brazil. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid will address the media tomorrow as they head out to Sao Paulo. But Jalen Royals, the only player out, they didn't actually practice. They sent out what would have been practice had they practiced. The only limited participant from an injury perspective was Omar Norman Lott. Everyone else, they say, would have been listed as a full participant in practice.
Next on What's Trending, we talked about this last hour. There's a report out from Pablo Torre's podcast that the Los Angeles Clippers reportedly facilitated a $28 million no-show endorsement deal for their star player Kawhi Leonard with now a bankrupt sustainability company in an effort, allegedly, to circumvent the NBA salary cap. So there was thousands of legal documents in this report, including a contract signed by Leonard. They have it. Like, they have the document for $28 million over a four-year deal.
It says he has to be a member of the Clippers to get paid it.
And endorsing this endorse Aspiration, that was like the name of the company or whatever, which previously received a significant investment from Clippers owner Steve Ballmer.
And to point out, it's pretty much a no-show gig, as in he didn't do anything for the $28 million, so there could be some ramifications coming for the Clippers. Next up on What's Trending, the Jets lose their guard, Elijah Vera Tucker, to what they're calling a significant arm injury, expecting him to miss a lot of time. I think it was Diana Rossini who had that information out first. They take on the Steelers in week one of the season. Jets just feel like they're barreling towards stinking again. Our NFL insider will start once the baseball season ends, or I'd get his opinion on the Jets' current state of being.
Last bit of What's Trending, we get texts about this all the time. Whenever we talk about TV deals, and a lot of you will text and say, oh, you should just use this platform instead. Well, bad news. Stream East, the world's largest illegal sports streaming platform, has been shut down. Network of 80 unauthorized domains generated 1.6 billion combined visits over the past year, providing free access illegally to global sports fixtures. The United States anti-piracy organization shut them down.
That's a big deal, honestly, for a lot of sports viewers. There's several of you on the text line who at least admitted on the text line to using StreamEast, which has now been shut down. Of course, we're shifting this all the days we'd mentioned because we were off on Monday. Our Taco Tuesday partner is brought to you Is Boru Asian Eatery in Waldo part of the Summit Hospitality Group? And yeah, we know what you're thinking. Taco Tuesday. Think next week. Think Bao Buns, the fluffier Asian taco. Head down to Boru in Waldo and grab a Bao Bun for just $2.50 next Tuesday. Or switch it up with some ramen, sushi while you're there today. Summit Hospitality Group, proud partner of Cody and Gold. I can personally vouch for it. It is fantastic. I used to walk down the street to Boru.
Right by you.
I mean, it was like at the old house, it was legitimately at the end of the block. If you walked down my street on Pennsylvania, you just walk down towards 75th and you just hop across the street and you could get to Boru.
Are you still Facebook friends with the person that bought your house?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't like actually check the page. My house recently sold.
Again?
My old house recently sold again. Yeah, it's...
So you've now lost track of the...
Now I don't know.
You're two owners removed now.
I did get to see the Zillow photos, though, so you got to see how somebody decorated your old house. Not bad. Looked nice.
Not bad. Looked nice. Fair enough.
I still think you haven't done this because, one, Zillow for your previous apartment you lived in doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, I don't
and
go on Zillow.
And your parents still live in your childhood home.
That's true.
So you've never had any incentive or need to ever look at it. Your parents still live in your childhood home. The one were they living in there when you were born?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I mean, that's the only house you've ever known as a kid. My parents have moved. My mom moved a lot when we were kids, and my dad's moved several times over the years now. The one I spent the most time in childhood in the neighborhood of Gracemore, that one he sold probably a little after I got out of high school. I don't know.
Have you gone back to visit that one?
No, no. Okay. Well, my brother-in-law, the only thing that ever came off of that house, there were two things that happened. Maybe my former brother-in-law. That didn't work out. He... For a white elephant gift one year, we had a mailbox that was given to us by my cousin Doug that said the Taps on it. Like, it said our name on it. And the family who had bought the house after this, like, they just left the mailbox on. So just up that whole time. And so one time for a white elephant, he got it and restored it a little bit, cleaned it up, you know, refastened it.
Yeah.
And so I have that mailbox still. It's just sitting in storage. I don't know what to do with it. But I have that mailbox in your house.
Can you not put that mailbox at the new house?
It's not the same style of mailbox.
Okay. But do you have an HOA?
No. So well, I could put it up.
Then do whatever the hell you want.
What if I'm going to tear down the old one? Whatever.
If you like the mailbox, use the mailbox.
So the Taps mailbox is in my garage at the moment. And when he went to go ask if he could have the mailbox and just replace it with a different one, they said, hey, so your family used to live here. He was the brother-in-law close enough. He's like, do you know what all the road signs were in the attic? Because there was a time when the Tapp family was regularly seemingly picking up road signs off the side of the road. And we might have had 30 in the attic. It wasn't just me.
Jeez.
Wait, like road signs is in the
stop signs, speed limit signs.
All those yield signs.
We lived right off of 69 Highway is what it's called there. You can imagine that was stolen a couple of times from different people. One time, an entire pole that had all the highways, 35, 435, 69, all of them. It was like maybe six of them. It got hit by a car and got knocked over. And we took the whole thing back. On the pullback and had to like take the socket set to remove it. There's a statute of limitations on this, right? I'm square to talk about
this. You heard him. MoDOT, KDOT, go get your signs back. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll talk with Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, about the Royals, although we're going to talk about them right here before we get to our divisional previews. Today, I believe we are on the AFC North. We'll be going division by division. Yeah, Drew's going to be excited to hear about the AFC North. We'll get his pick as well in just a bit, but I was surprised this morning when I walked in and you told me, yeah, man, people were kind of upset about Carter Jensen's debut only being in the ninth inning. I was like, seriously? I truly am, even to this moment, like, I don't know why people are upset. The Carter Jensen MLB debut, it's not a Disney movie. It was not going to be bases loaded, one out, bottom of the ninth, bottom of the seventh inning, and he gets a chance to play hero. Like, yeah, we all would love for that to be the case. It was 5-1. They're in the middle of a playoff push. They obviously were not in position most likely to win the game. Yeah, his debut happened in the bottom of the ninth when a lot of people turned the game off or whatever. That's just life. Like, it goes on. I bet you Carter Jensen is not pissed off at the Royals because he debuted in the bottom of the ninth inning instead of pinch hit earlier in the game. He's not going to be in the lineup on a regular basis.
I actually think that there's two things at play. And one of them, and one of the reasons that people are upset, is the one that you just mentioned. It is that they want more people they want Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione to play more. And I think it's based on the fact that, because I get these, it's like, the Royals stink. I can't believe how bad they are. And I'm like, are we even watching the same thing? The Royals are not a bad baseball team. If you called them incredibly average, I wouldn't, like, get in a fist fight with you over it. But, like, saying they're a bad baseball team who stinks and they stink out loud is just factually inaccurate. So I think that there's a group of fans who think the Royals season is over. They can't make up those 2.5 games. It's done. Yeah, let the kids play.
Yeah.
Let me see Carter Jensen. Let me see Jack Caglione. Let me see that's the case. I think they should play. What's weird is I think the Royals think they're just pinch hitters. I think fans think they should play every night. And I'm firmly in the middle. I think Carter Jensen should give Salvador Perez some nights off. And I think if it's against a right-handed hitter, Jack Caglione should be in the lineup ahead of a few different guys, including guys like Nick Lofton.
But last night's one night. I'm not saying that they're going to do... Lefty, so I'm not saying they're going to play him as much as you think they should, but last night was... It's one game that he was eligible to even play in the big leagues. Caglione had just gotten called up. Last night, Cags didn't get in the game, okay? Carter Jensen pinch hits in the bottom of the ninth. Like, this is probably how it's going to go, but also we don't know for sure yet how it's going to go, if that makes sense. It's one game that went poorly last night. He made his debut. Yeah. Now he can just play baseball. In a weird way, I would argue...
You just said they softened it?
The debut is over now. Yeah. All right, next time you're up, it's not your first at-bat anymore. Go play baseball. I actually think there's a weird way it could be a positive thing. I don't get why people are upset about it.
You know, like, I think some of it is, and it doesn't have to be the fairy tale ending, but you already had, like, and like, look, I critique the Chiefs for trying to do that with Felix in the draft, right? So you don't have to create the ideal circumstance when to do it. It was a throwaway at bat. That's my issue. It was the bottom of the ninth. They were down four. It was a throwaway.
Would you rather have had to wait till tonight in the eighth inning?
I would rather he pinch hit in a meaningful... Yeah, sure. If he's not in the starting lineup tonight, I'd rather he
pinch...
So
you'd rather him wait a couple days for his debut versus getting it over with?
If it's just a throwaway at bat, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it felt like they were just like, yeah, go ahead and get in there. Sure, Carter. Like, and it didn't, you know, and it's fine. Like, look, do you think I do not think he cares. He grew up in Kansas City. He played high school baseball 25 minutes from there. He got drafted by the Royals, played for their organizations, grown up in this town. I'm sure the second he just dug into the plate, he was as thrilled as a person can be. And he doesn't care how the moment looked. He got to make his major league debut. Part of it is I love major league debuts. And so it feels like it's an opportunity for, like, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. They're like, down four, come pinch it. And then I think, oh, kind of a letdown. Like, that's all. Not mad. But I also think that I'm in the in-between of what the Royals think they should do with Cags and Carter Jensen, what fans think they should do with them, and I want them both to start 10 games of the last 14 and play in 15 as pinch hitters late in games when they try to pull in a righty reliever and you got to go roll lefties up there to smash homers. The problem is that Cags and Carter Jensen can't really pinch hit at the same time unless it's like Luke Maley starts and then Carter Jensen's pinch hitting for him. Because the problem is that you can't put them both in the field. Can't really put them in a DH to pinch hit. So in any given night, it will either be, if they're both on the bench, it'll be either Cags or Carter Jensen who's pinch hitting most of the time. Because Salvador Perez is never getting pinch hit for. So if Carter Jensen comes
nor
in.
Should he.
He's getting,
nor,
no, no, God, God, yeah. No, yeah, God, yeah. No. That's not what I'm suggesting.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, it creates an interesting dynamic. I'm curious to see how they play it. The Royals don't want to overuse two rookies knowing that they're firmly in it. And they are. My argument is that the rookies might actually be the catalyst you need in order to get over the hump.
Yeah, we're going to find
that. You've been stuck at 2.5 games for a while.
Yeah, we're going to find out, you know, as time goes on over the next 24 games or so. And eventually, you know, Carter Jensen will get his moments if people didn't think it was good enough last night. And Jack Caglione will hopefully have an opportunity to help this team win, and both of them really down the stretch. But yeah, I didn't really think much of it last night whatsoever. I was surprised to hear this morning that was something people actually were a little frustrated with. We'll ask Vern about it here in about 15 minutes, our Royals insider. But let's go around the NFL some more divisional previews.
We've got a couple of these left? Three of these left?
Few. We got the AFC North today, AFC West, and the NFC East. We'll save the East for tomorrow as the Cowboys and Eagles are playing off in game one of the 2025 NFL season. I'll actually let you start us off here in the AFC North. I think I went first yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
AFC North winner.
All right, so there's just no way I'm choosing Aaron Rodgers' decrepit bones.
I figured you were.
To win the division. Look, I am a big believer of Mike Tomlin. He's certainly a better coach than Sean McDermott, to our point that we'll get to tomorrow. But the Steelers and the Browns are two teams I'm eliminating. It is a two-team race, in my opinion. It is the Cincinnati Bengals, and it is the Baltimore Ravens that I am considering for this honor. Look, if we're backing it up in order, the Browns are definitely last place. The Steelers are definitely third. So let me give you my top two. The Ravens have an argument for best roster in football. They do. I don't think they're quite, but the Eagles lost some players. Unless their draft bounces back, the Ravens legitimately have an argument for best roster. They have competent tight end play, although Isaiah Likely is not likely to play, according to, that wasn't on purpose, but
is
it just happened.
Likely
that way.
To continue?
on Sunday, according to reports, they have good tight end play, good wide receiver play. I think Zay Flowers is kind of an underrated, good wide receiver in the NFL. They've got one of the better defenses. My whole thing for Cincinnati is, do I have any belief that their defense is any better? And the truth is, I don't. So I have the Ravens winning the division. Ravens, Bengals, Browns, or sorry, Steelers, then Browns. I also do not have Cincinnati making the playoffs. I have one playoff team out of the AFC North. That is the Baltimore Ravens. I think Cincinnati's a 9-win team again.
So everything you said about the Ravens, I don't need to repeat myself. I mean, I agree. I think the Ravens are one of the better teams and rosters in the National Football League. I still think they have one of the best coaches in the league as well. And obviously their quarterback is as good as anybody.
Yeah, Lamar had an incredible season.
So the Ravens is my pick to win the AFC North. I can't go Cincinnati because I think their defense is going to be trash again. Also, we have an outstanding bet with Drew that they're not making the playoffs. So
I'm
not going to make that bet and then pick them to win the division. That makes no sense. I don't believe they're going to win the division. Part of me honestly thinks that it could be so bad again in Burrow, even though I think he's going to have a great year. But if he's like 10% worse, can they
they're like a 7-win team.
Well, they're an 8 or 9-win team, and that's what the Steelers, I think, can be. So I'm not even sure that the Bengals are actually going to finish second in this division. But I'll go Ravens 1, Bengals 2 if I had to. Baltimore's winning the division. You and I are on the same page there. Yes, the Browns are the worst team. Drew, we'll
Steelers
see what direction weapons. He's going to go.
Steelers'
in.
Weapons are what I can't figure out about them. It's even less about Aaron Rodgers.
DK Metcalf's going to be as Devontae Adams.
Is it? Yeah, like, I just can't figure out.
Roman Wilson is the guy to watch.
And do I like their running game better? Like, Najee Harris was a paperweight.
Caleb Johnson, yeah.
I think the Steelers are going to be better than people think. I'm not saying they're winning 11 games, but it would not stun me if they find a way to finish second in the division.
I think there's a lot of unknown in their weapons as part of my hesitation.
Drew B. Knicks, you're up.
All right, fourth place would be the Browns. Third place would be the Steelers. Second place would be the Bengals. First will be the Baltimore Ravens.
We have it all the same? Oh, no. You've got the Steelers. You got the Steelers second or the Bengals second? Yeah, for the sake of the bet, maybe the Steelers, you know?
Let's the Bengals out of Steelers. There. Bengals finishing third.
A little bit of variance. So why? Why not your Cincinnati Bengals instead of the Ravens? You agree with us. The Ravens have a great roster.
The Ravens have
a great coach, great quarterback.
Yeah. The Ravens have a great roster. It feels like they're... I don't know. It feels like they're a lot like Buffalo, where they're just on the cusp of finally doing it. I don't know. And that's every year, it seems like. But yeah. I feel like this year would just be – I think this year is a little bit different based on what Lamar did last year and the way that he looked as a passer. I feel like it's trending in the direction of them continuing to build, and Lamar will be just as good as last year, and the Ravens are going to be the division winner. I think it's close, though. I think it's within a game or two, or – I think they're tied and the Ravens get the tiebreaker. I think there's something where the Ravens just get the edge in the end.
Like, I'm really looking at it.
Give me Baltimore to win it.
I'm trying to decide if I was like trying to talk myself into Pittsburgh.
To win the division?
Not to win the division, just be more competitive. Because, like, if you really do look at the stats last year.
I think the Steelers have a winning
record. For Aaron Rodgers.
Second in the division.
I mean, they have a winning record no matter who they roll out at quarterback. I mean, it legitimately does not matter. They'll start anybody and they somehow
manage to
beat. I told
you, their schedule.
Good defense, elite pass rusher.
Bear with me for a second. These are the first six games or so. Jets week one. They're favorites in that game.
They should win it.
Seahawks, Steelers, coin flip game.
That's at home.
Steelers, Patriots. They'll probably be underdogs depending on their playing, but that's a game they can win. Vikings, it depends on what McCarthy looks like at that point.
But they're home.
Browns at home.
It'll be favored.
Then the Bengals, then the Packers, then the Colts.
I'm the first saying, five,
they,
man.
They could be 4-1, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, and then they could have a rough patch and suddenly be 4-4 very quickly. But I actually do not think it's out of the realm of possibility of the Steelers being 4-1 out of the gate, and everybody said, oh, wow. As Aaron Rodgers, you know, if you're a Jets fan, their worst nightmare is week one. Aaron Rodgers looks amazing week one against the Jets. Throws for 320. Yeah, three touchdowns, Drew. Against his old team, and Jets fans just throw up in their mouth at that point in time.
I just like they better get off to 4-1 because the schedule does sound easy that way. But then they go through that stretch where you start. You mentioned the Bengals first.
Yeah,
Bengals, Packers, then it's Colts, Chargers. That's not too bad, but you know Colts could be or Chargers could be a salty team. Then it's Bengals again. They face the Bills and the Ravens. And, you know, because, like, that's their division.
They get off Lions, to a good start, then settle down.
Yeah. Ravens twice at the end. So it's like, I mean, so it could be.
The start's imperative for them.
But then also, like, they historically, because Mike Tomlin does what Andy Reid does, Mike Tomlin outperforms the level of team he has in the division. So if you're looking at their division, you're like, damn, that's a lot of tough teams. For Tomlin, it's not as bad as it looks, because even at worst, I feel like he's a 500 team against his division. I think a lot of times, Drew, as you probably know, he goes 4-2 against those teams. He's better against Cincinnati than they should be record-wise, or better against Baltimore. He doesn't lose both games to Baltimore. He splits. It feels like you should lose both games because they're the better team, but he doesn't lose both games historically.
I think we're going to learn a lot about how good of a coach Mike Tomlin is currently based on this year. Is for the reasons that you said, on paper, they're better than they've been probably in the last 4 or 5 years, ever since Ben Roethlisberger left. I mean,
Rodgers is better than they've been rolling out at quarterback, right? He's better than Russell Wilson.
Yes. DK is better than George Pickens. And Pat Freiermuth is still there. Offensive line is getting better continuously. They're a better team than they have been, I think, in the last 5 years or so, where I think if they go 9-8 again, I think that's I think we might start questioning Mike Tomlin.
He'll get fired.
If they go 9-8 again,
I'd be impressed.
I know that I would be impressed, but I think at the same time, if you're looking at the roster that they have compared to the Chargers, and the Chargers are better, than you're looking at Jim Harbaugh maybe being a better coach
and
than
Mike
Tomlin.
And then he'll be the Cowboys head coach.
I think that Mike Tomlin, he's a good coach, but if they go 8-9 or 9-8 with the roster they have, I think we need to start questioning Mike Tomlin a little bit.
I think he might get fired if he goes 9-8 or 8-9 or whatever, but he will be immediately hired by one of the better
100%.
Miami, as he probably should be. You know, whatever job, Giants, whatever job comes open, they'll go.
If I was the Bills, I would not want that to. If Tomlin went to Miami, I would hate that. If I was a Bills fan, I wouldn't like it.
No,
Vrabel and Tomlin in there. That's all of a sudden you got to not. It's not the AFC West, but there's some good coaches in there.
I got to decide where Vrabel is in my coaching.
AFC North divisional preview tomorrow.
Are you guys surprised they didn't take the Bengals?
I think you've been realistic about their defense this offseason.
I think you finally realize you can't make excuses for it, that it's going to not be great defensively.
You're banking on
Burrow having another statistically MVP season to give you guys
a better
shot.
Than one-score games.
In fairness, I also haven't. I didn't not pick them to win the Super Bowl. I just don't think they're going to win the division.
We'll do the Super Bowl picks tomorrow. He thinks the team's going to take time to get better.
Stay tuned. I have to go and look. When's the last Bucs, right? The last wild card team to win the Super Bowl. Is that right?
Probably.
The Bengals went there as a wild card team. Yeah, but win it.
Didn't quite win it.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think it was the Bucs.
Against the Chiefs, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't Brady a wild card that year?
Yeah.
Who won the division
that year? Maybe not. Yeah, you know what?
Or did they win the division?
Saints? If it was anybody, it was the Saints.
Were the Bucs a wild card team that year, or did they get on a run and they win a playoff game?
It had to have been the Saints if it
Bucs
was anybody.
Bucs in 2020 were a wild card team.
So there you go. There's the answer. That's
the team before that was the Packers in 2010 with Aaron Rodgers.
So it had been so twice in the last 15 years, a team has been a wild card team and won a Super Bowl. Just saying for you, Drew, over there, you said hold on until tomorrow for a wild card team like your Cincinnati Bengals.
I mean, they made it as a wild card team. Look, they made it as a wild card team and they beat the Chiefs to get there. So who's to say they can't get there again and give themselves a shot? I don't know.
No, but you said to win.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. They have to get there in order to win.
Might as well pick them to win.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just saying it's only happened twice.
Stay tuned.
All right, up next, we'll get to the random question of the day. And Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, is going to join us. We'll ask him about Carter Jensen's debut and what we should expect over the next 24 games.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We'll get to the random question of the day in about 8 minutes or so. We'll have Vern join us in just a minute, our Royals insider. Of course, his on-deck show tonight at 5:30 as the Royals continue their series against the Angels. Mike Trout, I think, is supposed to be back in the line. He was out for like a skin infection or something yesterday. So I think Mike Trout is supposed to be back in the line.
That's a real old man problem.
Skin infection. Yeah. You know, you got to get that taken care of.
Remember when I wanted the Royals to trade for Mike Trout? How's he done since then, I guess, you know?
Yeah, there was that whole issue of, you know, $30 million a year for another 8 years.
Look at the money for just a minute. It's just money.
Or whatever it was.
Just Steve Ballmer. Hire Mike Trout to work for your landscaping company or whatever you got
to
do.
The issue is not trying to circumvent the cap.
It's having to pay him the amount of money.
No, it was $37 million till he is 38 years old. That's that Cody wants Mike Trout on $37 million when he's 37 and 38 years old. Hard pass.
It's just money. Who cares?
It's just money. The Royals are not the Clippers, Cody.
Sherman can't afford $30 million. He's worth like $2 billion. He'll be fine. Or $4 billion. I don't know how much he's worth. He's worth billions.
Josh Fern, you're a Royals insider, joins us here on Cody and Gold. You remember the Mike Trout take from Cody, right? We were talking about how he might be back in the lineup today. Cody still would trade for Mike Trout, he said.
What are we giving up?
Nothing. We're taking on the salary.
$38 million a year when he's 38 years old, Vern.
Just some 19-year-old arm, you know, just some dude.
Yeah, that's fine by me. Again, it's not my money. There is no salary cap. I'm with you, man. Go for it.
See, Vern, he gets it.
Yeah,
it's
but you also know there's if they spend that money on him, you know there's consequences of who they're not spending money on.
It's always been there.
That's when we crush him. You know, that's what I've been saying to some that are bringing up the Seth Lugo contract and how worried they are that maybe
get worried next year, not now.
I'm with you 100%. But even if it does backfire, it doesn't really backfire until we hear JJ or ownership say, well, we can't do this because of that. And until that happens, I'm with you. Spend all your damn money.
Vern, let's talk a little bit before we talk about the team and some of the pitfalls they're running into right now. Is there still just 2.5 games back, only a game back of the team behind? But the Rangers, I know, it's such a big opportunity last night if they could have gotten a win against the Angels. So that feels like
third wild card's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
These teams should be being eliminated for losing these games.
Yeah, but they're not. The Royals are not being punished at all for any of the games they've let slip away. They are still just as close as they were. Were you bothered at all by the way Carter Jensen's debut went? I think fans felt like it was a little bit lackluster. I'm not saying to be mad about it, but it felt like a weird way to get a kid his first action. Kind of a meaningless throwaway at bat in the ninth of a game you'd already lost.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty cool facing a future Hall of Famer in
that
your first at bat.
I'll give you that. That's cool.
That's pretty neat. That was my first thought of, you know, standing in there against a guy that's going to be in the Hall of Fame by the time, you know, you're hitting free agency. Family was there, right? Friends and family were there. They were able to see it. Yeah, he punches out.
That happens. That's not.
Yeah, I mean, when do we see him in the lineup? I guess would be the thing that I would take away from that. Again, this is a guy that's likely the third catcher, the late game pinch runner, the late game defensive replacement if you've already pinch ran for Salvi or Luke Maley. Because if you're looking at the bench for a lefty bat for a big swing, you have Jack Caglione more than likely. And if it's a lefty, you're more than likely not going to turn to a 22-year-old. So I just don't expect to see him in the starting lineup all that much to get that true pomp and circumstance of your big league debut. Could be waiting for quite a while before that happens. Who knows?
You mentioned Cags, Vern. What do you think his playing time is going to look like? We know the bat potential off the bench, but let's say there's 24 games left. Is he in the, you know, lineup to begin a game for 10 of them? Less than that? What do you think?
Honestly, I want to see him in there every game from here on out. I know fans have fallen in love with Mike Yastrzemski, and for good reason, but a lot of fans don't notice that Yastrzemski's not in the lineup against lefties until the Royals lose that game, and then that's the reason why they lost the game, was there was no Mike Yastrzemski. My point is, going into yesterday's game, Yastrzemski was the second worst hitter in Major League Baseball against lefties. Number 151 out of 152 when you're talking about OPS against southpaws. Now, I'm not saying Jack Caglione is great, but I think his upside of being an everyday power bat, the guy that we hoped he would be, dating back to spring training to his big league debut to most of us right now, I still believe it's in there, you know?
Same.
Okay, it happened quicker for Roman Anthony and Nick Kurtz. I don't see why that still can't happen for Jack Caglione. And if anything is going to get this team to October, to me, that's what it is, because it's not the rotation, it's not the bullpen. Your offense has the most talent now. With this Seth Lugo, without Chris Bubich, without Cole Reagans, your talent is in the lineup. So, hey, if you want to leave Yastrzemski in there, because, again, he has earned a chance against lefties in Royals blue, but then have Cags as your designated hitter. Maybe that cost Adam Frazier a few at-bats, and, you know, that might be to the dismay of some, but nobody on this team outside of Bobby can, and I guess Vinny, can bring what Jack Caglione could offer to this team over the final 24. They need to do something, because something miraculous needs to happen for them to finish with that final spot, in my opinion.
Is this just the first team to have a 4-game, 5-game winning streak over these last 24 gets it? I mean, it feels like, Vern, it's just whichever team has the hot moment. Right.
Yeah.
That's it. And congratulations on being a wild card team. And it doesn't seem crazy to me the Royals are doing it. But you mentioned a big problem here, that they've been able to overcome a huge chunk of the year. They are starting 3/4 at this point, it feels like, of their rotation is guys who are not starting for them. It's like, oh, here comes Burgert. And you're like, well, he's been really good. But that wasn't somebody in April that we had any idea would be a contributor for this team. And because no Bubich, and it has been no Reagans, and Lugo hasn't been contributing. It's like they're counting on Noah Cameron and Burgert and all these other guys to carry it. It feels like that's going to end up being the shortfall, is that they overcame it for a big chunk of the season, which I give them a ton of credit for, but it's got to be not quite enough when it comes to playoff time.
Yeah, I think 2025, if they fall short, I think it will be remembered, at least I'll remember it, for the offensive shortcomings of the first 100 games and how a great rotation was unable to offset that horrendous offensive performance that we saw for the first 3.5 months. But yeah, man, if they do make it, well, I guess if they do make it, yet there's no way they make it without a better Seth Lugo. So I guess if they get there, Seth Lugo's still getting the ball in game two behind Michael Wacha. But my point was going to be, man, you can make a case right now, Ryan Burgert's the second or third best starter in this rotation right now. Wacha number one, of course, and then we can have a debate, right? Cameron's coming off a couple of shaky ones. We all know about Lugo, and Burgert's been pretty darn consistent. And yeah, to me, last night's game was very first 100 games of the season. A quality start from Michael Lorenzen, but then you have a base running blunder from Kyle Isbell. You go 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position. Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi all have a chance in the first inning, but are unable to come through, and it was just a real dud of a game. The crowd small, but they were willing to make noise. Kansas City does, Kauffman Stadium does a good job of doubling whatever the number is. So if there's 8,000 there last night, they sounded like 16 when given an opportunity. But outside of a few moments from Bobby Witt Jr., they just they weren't given that opportunity.
I'm glad you're on the show today, Vern, because you've probably watched, I don't know, thousands of kiss cams now at the ballpark. Yep. Yep. And so we found out via photo, soon to be video evidence, Carrington got denied on the kiss cam with the woman that he was next to. Some people said it was his sister, but we're not convinced. We don't believe so. Either way, we were told he leaned in for a kiss, so I don't think it's his sister. Did you actually see it happen?
I did.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
I did.
Did he lean in?
Yes, but...
Uh-oh.
Like you mentioned, I've watched thousands of kiss cams. I've seen hundreds of young men denied a kiss. They all have the same look of embarrassment and awkwardness. C-Dot didn't have an ounce of that. He was sitting there chilling, eating his peanuts, it looked like. They showed him on the big screen. He looked to the person like, yeah, I know, but you can give me a kiss on the cheek or something like that. So I don't know the relationship he had with that person, but neither one of them seemed all that embarrassed. So
you think he was just there with a friend?
Yeah, I can't imagine that. There's no way C-Dot's that cool to be like on a date or something, get rejected, and to play it off that well. So I don't think he's sweating it whatsoever.
Ooh, we'll see. I will say, though, Carrington lives in a bubble that, like,
we don't know.
I feel like things that would bother me if I did don't bother him. You know, he's aloof. He's a very calm person.
He is. He's an interesting. Well, then he's just he's a cool SOB. If he got
shot
down. If he got the Heisman last night, and that's how he plays it off. He's a really cool guy.
Josh Vern, you're his on deck show tonight at 5:30. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Appreciate you.
Get off the phone line.
I really think the end of this
from now
year,
on.
Oh, I'm doing that every. Yeah, I'm hitting on. That drop every single time he hangs up with us.
I really think with the Royals, when we get through the end of the season, we'll talk about it like a disappointment. But I genuinely feel like the story will be they overcame a lot, but they couldn't overcome it all.
Yeah, they're going to miss it. Just, right? They're going to barely miss out. It's going to be frustrating because we're going to be able to pinpoint.
Like, what if Reagan's was
a
healthy?
Few games.
What if? Yeah.
Like I don't. When the season is over, if they don't get in, I don't think they're going to finish 5 games back. Like I think they're either going to get in or they're going to finish like 2.5 back, and we're going to be like, well, they missed it by 2.5 games, and we can all find
Oh, I'm not going to have any trouble finding
those games. You're going to find them in the month of September, maybe as well. Last night might be one of them.
It's going to be tough. It really is. If that's the way it ends up going, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that they are. I do still think that there's a chance to make the playoffs, obviously, for the reason that is one team gets hot, I think they get the spot.
Can you win?
Like, very simple. Do you win 5 in a row?
Can they win 7 out of 10?
Yeah, do you
like
win?
Something like that.
Yep. And right now, so the Rangers had to go through that run just to get back into the mix. Maybe they already went through it. It's like if Seattle wins 7 out of 10 or the Royals win 7 out of 10, if either of these teams just gets hot, it feels like then there won't be enough games left, especially like starting now, not like win 7 of the last 10, the last 10 games of the season. That might be, unfortunately, too little too late by the time you get around to it. But beat the Angels tonight. Beat the Angels tomorrow. Win your series against the Twins. And then even maybe win your series against the Guardians on the road or, you know, whatever you got to do in order to stay in it. Obviously, the same rule applies. Be within a couple of games. 2.5 games, whatever it is, by the time you get to the Mariners, and you can at least still control some of your own fate. Maybe by sweeping the Mariners, the Rangers pass you, but at least you give yourself a fighter's chance. The final 6 games of the year are against the Angels and the A's. Those are two teams that are not very good this year. Certainly teams you can beat. I understand they lost yesterday. Let's not pinpoint one game. But those are two teams that are in the winnable stretch, I would say, of games.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Text line 913 586-7965. Of course, a random question today is brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. I always encourage you to follow us on the socials, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook. We live stream the show. I have a person who works in Crown Vision who says they will work on getting the video of Carrington on the Kiss Cam for me. All we have is a photo right now, which I'm showing on the stream right now. If you like and subscribe over there, we'll pop to the top of your feed. You'll get a chance to see it. I'm going to ask a baseball question here in a minute, but I did want to ask at least one thing because I was trying to decide if it was me or if I was feeling this way at the moment. Are you going on a date today?
No.
Okay. Because you're
wearing like, a nice polo.
Yeah. Which you can't, or a button down.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Fine. Yeah. Not that you never wear button down to work.
Yeah, no dates today.
I thought I got a sense of like cologne or some sort of like,
I don't
were
have,
you wearing something in the, did you put on some sort of cologne or something today, Drew?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's from him.
I don't wear cologne.
I know, but that's what got me. Yeah. We were sitting in the room.
It wasn't a lot, though. Like, I don't think it was enough to.
And it looked like Alex put on his nice jeans and his shirt.
Yeah.
It looked like the good jeans, right? Not like the.
They are the good ones today.
Yeah.
They are the good ones.
Good jeans, nice shirt. And I thought there was some cologne in the room.
No date tonight.
And I'm like, is Gold going on a date is something I got to know first.
No dates. Okay. Just decide. Look, it's this time of year. I can start wearing jeans more.
Yeah.
So I threw on a nice pair of jeans. This shirt, I wore this in Vegas when we were out there.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's totally out of character to wear that shirt. I'm not saying
I appreciate
that. But the cologne part, and I was like, I
can't
Gold
smell.
Cologne,
so
but-
here's the, honestly, I was thinking, I was like, well, I haven't worn cologne in a very long time anyway, but I can't smell. So I sure as
but
heck
it's for
not,
her, not
I
you.
Understand.
But you're afraid of overuse?
So I don't use cologne. Drew,
it was enough that I noticed it.
What were you putting on cologne on a Wednesday morning?
When I sneezed in the room earlier, it was because I was like, I got that cologne scent in my nose. When we were in the room before the show, I was like, I almost said, like, who's got this cologne on? But then you were wearing that shirt. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to actually ask Alex on the show if he's going on a date. Shirt, cologne, maybe just trying to look his best before he heads out.
I appreciate it, but no, there's no special occasion.
Oh, okay.
Might have to do a video after the show, but that's unrelated. But like, Drew, people on the text line are wondering why you're putting on cologne at 9 a.m.
Why a Wednesday cologne at 9 a.m.? Are you a cologne wearer every day?
Traditionally, I didn't spray any more than I normally do.
Gold's going out with the girl that denied.
Show what it's really like,
I mean, talk about beef then at that point. I mean, that would have taken it to another
man,
level.
Ice cold. You show up on a social media photo of you two at a game together.
Oh, man.
That'd be ice cold, man. I don't even think Alex would do that. Okay, so beyond that, now I have a random sports-related question. Okay. We don't always do sports for the random question of the day, but I'm going to make this very simple. Last night in the Houston Astros game, Framber Valdez gave up a grand slam and then what appeared to maybe plunk his own catcher. They got crossed up, hit him with a fastball at 93 miles an hour in the stomach. I will say, after the game, he swears it wasn't on purpose. If you watch the video, it looks far more intentional. So the very simple question today, random question, do you think he hit his catcher on purpose?
And I saw the video. It looks really suspicious.
Doesn't even look like he's sorry about hitting the guy with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball in the gut.
I think he was upset because, as you pointed out, like the batter before, the catcher was trying to get him to step off, and then he gives up a grand slam. So he was, he was frustrated. He gave up a grand slam to their opponent. I think, number one, if it was intentional, the manager called both of them in his office after the game. They got it figured out. They clearly were not publicly going to be like, yeah, I did it on purpose. Screw my teammate. So he was never going to say it publicly. So yeah, I kind of think it was done on purpose, but they're never going to admit to that. That's going to have to be a story years down the road that one of them tells on a podcast or something.
Look at the video. He looks like he's doing it. I accidentally hit it. It was a little loud. Like, I understand a grand slam was just hit. It's pretty obvious. He's standing on the rubber. The catcher tells him to step off the rubber. He doesn't, because Framber Valdez does not have the best reputation of being like a sweetheart of a guy.
He didn't listen to the catcher.
He didn't listen to the catcher. He gives up the grand slam, and then he calls for the thing, and he belts his own guy. Just like everybody, people who
crossed him up.
People who were in baseball a very long time said that, like played baseball for 10 years, are like, that doesn't look right. That doesn't. And when you cross someone up, you do the courtesy, oopsie. Sorry, my bad. Didn't mean to hit you at 93 miles an hour in the ribs. I think he hit him on purpose. I think Valdez hit him on purpose. I really do.
It's the only way that I could explain it, I guess, other than that, is he was mad about the whole thing, knew he was mad at the catcher and didn't want to hit him, but wanted to
But he threw off his rhythm when he told him to step off before the pitch.
Yeah, I think
should have stepped off.
Maybe he didn't mean to hit him, but he definitely meant to throw it in his direction to kind of get his attention because he was mad at him or something. You know what
Dude,
I'm saying?
Like 93.
I know. I'm just saying if you do something and it's not like you mean to get to somebody, but you don't mean to like hurt them or whatever. That feels like this is kind of what it was. Like I want
look on the catcher's face.
It was intended.
It was all on Valdez, the pitcher.
Yes,
all
100%.
All the way around the batter before all this, and then they clearly talked it out in the manager's office. And
came together their story, which is
said, hey, there's the manager probably like, this is gonna be the story. This is not ruining the final month of our season.
We're not doing this on purpose. You say I crossed him up, you say, yeah, we're good. And they are friends. So like it doesn't but like also in that situation, as you know, sometimes friends fight worse in a way.
Yeah.
Because like you're so comfortable or you understand they're like, you know who I like what the hell you hit me for? Yeah. Like, in a way, that would be, like, an easier way to be mad
I don't think he meant. I don't think he meant to hit him in the stomach. He meant to throw it at him, though. He meant to throw the ball at him, which is still the same thing. It's still intentional.
Some of the text lines, right? Like, in the era of pitch calm, too, there's no excuse for this to happen, really, either. You know?
Text lines say he's a catcher. He has to make that catch. I got to be honest. Wow. Like, have you ever seen a 94-mile-an-hour fastball? The reason why they tell them what pitch is coming is because you need to know if it's breaking or not. You're moving your body different. If you think a ball is going to come in there at 80 miles an hour and all of a sudden it's 99 or 94 or whatever it was, like that's tough.
That's the random question of the day. People on the text line are guessing Drew's cologne. They're saying, does Joe Burrow have a new cologne out? I know he has a new clothing line. I'm surprised you haven't bought his new clothing line.
If somebody else wants to pay for that and give it to
you, like
sure,
it?
Why not?
Have you seen it? Do you like his style?
I think it's fine.
I could see you trying to wear it. I absolutely could.
The last time I regularly
I'm not Dylan Raiola. I like Joe Burrow. I don't.
Well, it's not his football uniform. This is just like his clothing line.
It doesn't matter for Dylan Raiola. He's wearing the shades and everything.
No, I know. I'm saying the Burrow thing would be different because you're not a football player. It's like, if you were actually Joe Burrow has a clothing line for normal people to buy his clothes.
Yeah, I think it's with Aloe. Is that what it is?
I think that's right.
What cologne are you wearing?
Some stuff that I got at the place is called Sierra. It's like a different. It's a better version of TJ Maxx and Marshalls.
It's the orange color sign, right?
What's the brand?
Is it Polo Black?
Is it Aqua di Gio?
Polo Black was what I used to wear back when.
Last time I was regularly wearing cologne was probably like middle school. And it was like Curve. Whatever. Does anybody remember that?
I have no clue what the name of it is. It smells good, and that's it smells.
And your wife likes the smell of it.
Yeah.
Cody and I wanted to spray it for us today. Apparently, we normally don't smell it. Cody says he doesn't smell.
I don't normally do, but like it was like in the nostrils today. Maybe you got an extra mist.
Excellent says Sex Panther. Clearly,
you got to look up the brand.
I can't even confirm or deny. I have no idea what
was
the
brand
it,
is. Like, is it was it cheaper? Expensive?
Yeah. What was the bottle?
Are we in the $20 to $40 range, or are we in the $75 to $100?
No, we're in the. It was $15 for the spray.
That's cheap. Probably some like Dracar Noir or whatever. He just picked up like the cheap bottle. That's fine. I mean, if you think it smells good.
Did you think it smelled good, I guess?
Or it wasn't that.
Do you think it was good? I can't smell.
It was fine. Yeah, I didn't have an issue with it. Seemed fine.
Does anybody else in the office wear cologne?
Regularly?
Other than it making you sneeze,
I'm gonna put some on
at
a wedding or something. Like occasionally maybe, but it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
It's very rare. I thought you were wearing the cologne with the shirt.
That's funny.
And you were going on a date right after.
No, I'm telling you, he
was in the good jeans. The shirt looks ironed.
I just thought
Alex got somewhere to be.
I follow why you felt that way.
It's not just
traditional polo.
Drew maybe has a date tonight spraying the cologne.
$15 is going to give you a rash. No, I have had this for over a month and it's totally fine.
So I bet it's cool water.
I have an ocean one. This one's like bourbon-ish.
For 15, it could be a tester of the one of the $200 bottles. People are saying you just got a little tester.
Mm-hmm. Fine by me.
60% of the time, every time. That's what Drew's wearing.
Evidently, this was one of those times where, hey, it actually worked.
Up next, we'll get to a little college football. We didn't get to everything we wanted to discuss with the holiday weekend and everything. I want to get into Arch Manning's debut, plus more on Kawhi Leonard in this Clippers story that could have the Clippers in big trouble. That's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.